Welcome to the Lutheran Education Podcast, brought to you by Lutheran Special Education Ministries. In this podcast, we'll explore trends, issues, and events surrounding Lutheran education. In each episode, we'll invite educational experts to shed light on topics that support educators, administrators, and staff. Thank you for listening to LSEM's Lutheran Education Podcast.
Welcome to the Lutheran Education Podcast, brought to you by Lutheran Special Education Ministries. It is great to be back after a slight delay, a little over a year or so. Thank you to the good folks at EAMS for helping to make my schedule a little busier of late. But it's great to be back on the podcasting chair here. Again, I am your host, Richard Schumacher. I am the Senior Director of Operations for Lutheran Special Education Ministries, and we are excited to once again be broadcasting some podcasts to our Lutheran teachers to provide some insights into all things being in Lutheran education. And today I would like to talk a little bit about something that's been going on here at LSEM for the last year or so. We've been celebrating a birthday, 150 years of ministry for LSEM, and to help celebrate and talk about the year that's been and the years to come, we have a couple of guests today. First, would like to reintroduce you to Stacy McGee. She is our president and CEO. Boss, how you doing this morning?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks for having me today.
My pleasure. And again, we also have a new member to the team who's going to be joining us on the podcast, first time on the podcast today, Nicole Legale. She is LSEM's philanthropy specialist. Nikki, great to have you.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
So 150 years of ministry, we have not been here for all 150 of those years. Some days it feels like it, but it's been a wonderful opportunity to see God's hand in ministry over the course of that time. We are not going to tell you the whole history story of LSEM, but Stacy, if we could just start with you, tell us a little bit about LSEM's history. Kind of the Reader's Digest condensed version of where we've been since we started back in 1873.
Sure, it's a great story to tell. It's very exciting. 150 years ago, we were post-Civil War, and there were orphans who needed a place to go and a place to be loved, and we had a Lutheran pastor who took those children in, and before you know it, we were serving orphans, and then before you knew it, we were serving orphans who were hearing impaired. So the Lutheran School for the Deaf in Detroit was born out of that, serving those children. And over many, many years, children were sent to live in Detroit at the campus of Lutheran School for the Deaf on Nevada Street in Detroit. And these kids came from all over the country, all over the world. And the commitment that these families had for putting their children in Lutheran education, even though they were deaf, is to me shows really huge commitment. Sometime in the 70s, legislation changed and encouraged students of all disabilities, but specifically hearing impaired, to be mainstreamed in their regular ed classrooms. And so slowly but surely, the residential campus kind of reduced in enrollment, and we realized the need for students to be served in their own home church schools. And so out of that was born Lutheran Special Education Ministries, where at a time when we could have said, hey, we did that, we served the deaf community, and now they're back in their schools, there's really nothing more we can do. Instead of just closing up shop at that point, we had very, very strong supporters, very strong leadership. Rodney Reinierson was amazing and came up with the idea to open the doors wider and include students of all varying disabilities. And so we have been serving in that capacity by supporting students in their Lutheran schools, by providing teachers and resources for special education within their church school. And we think that that's really amazing, because then students and their families don't have to make that decision between, do we send our child to the school, the public school, where they can get the resources and the services they need, or do we send them to the Christian school where they can learn about Jesus? And that's where Lutheran Special Education Ministries closes that gap and allows those students to stay in their schools, get the special education resources and instruction that they need, but also are being loved and learning the love of Jesus at the same time and preparing them for eternity. So how exciting is that? We get to do that every day across the nation and in Hanoi, Vietnam, and just thousands of schools sitting in, or students sitting in classrooms right now, benefiting from our services. So super exciting.
One of the things that you touched on that I think is really kind of remarkable, and I think a major piece of the history of our ministry, is that adaptability that you talked about, specifically when IDEA came into play in 1975. But you see it even earlier than that. Again, the whole inception of the ministry came about because there was a problem with orphans, and the churches in Detroit wanted to deal with that. Again, Civil War was not too long ago to that point, and there was a pandemic that had hit the region. I know all about those now. As a result, they decided that they needed to start this orphanage. And they called a pastor, Reverend George Speckard. He was serving up in Sebring, Michigan, up in the Thumb. And he traveled down to Detroit. But he brought with him two girls from Frankenmuth, students of his from up north, who were hearing impaired. And so it didn't take long for many of the families in the Metro Detroit area to recognize that Pastor Speckart had a gift of working with deaf kids. And so more deaf students came. And after a year or so, about half of the entire population of the orphanage were students with hearing impairments. So Synod noticed this, recognized this, and very quickly made that change to shift the direction of our ministry to one that serves students with hearing impairments. So again, that's been kind of the process that we've gone through right from our very beginning to this very day. Again, when the change was made in the 70s to go away from the bricks and mortar location in Detroit where students were coming to us, you know, we started a school and then decided, well, what if we did partnerships with local schools? And so we began doing that here in Metro Detroit. And what about doing that in Michigan? Okay, well, what about doing that outside of Michigan, you know, regionally in the Great Lakes region? Okay, how about nationally? Sure. What about internationally? Absolutely. And so again, each of these steps along the way just demonstrates this isn't what we planned. This isn't what we envisioned at that moment. This is what God envisioned. And so to see a ministry that has been able to thrive for as long as LSCM has in its various iterations is great, I think, mainly because the leadership at each step of the development of our ministry did so fully listening to the direction that God was taking them in, not having any idea what it was going to look like. I imagine if Reverend Hughley is looking down from heaven and has a chance to see what he started, he would have had no idea that he would be serving students with learning needs in Hanoi, Vietnam, of all places. But
yes,
the beginnings of his work from so many years ago brought us to that point.
Yes, and I think that, you know, our teachers continue to demonstrate that adaptability. I think COVID was a great example of that, because where other classrooms, other teachers, other schools really struggled to adapt to the changes in the delivery of instruction and things like that, our teachers are used to that. Our teachers are used to adapting on the fly. They're used to following the needs of the students that they serve. So they didn't skip a beat, and our students were continued to be served during that time, which is remarkable. During a pandemic, especially, and even though none of our teachers were around during the first pandemic that Lutheran School for the Deaf would have experienced, these teachers just picked it right up and never stopped serving our students through that. So I think I'm with you. I am amazed, and I pray every day that God continues to bless us who are in leadership positions at LSEM, that we would continue to have open hearts and minds to what His will is for the future, so that people who come down the line from us can look back and say, wow, they kept it going, and that was really great. So what a privilege, what a responsibility for us. But here we are, ready to serve students and ready to help bring them, like I said, to a life in eternity with Jesus. That's just amazing.
And I want to talk more about that future that LSEM has, as we certainly celebrate the past that God has blessed us with. We look forward to moving forward. But before we do, I want to bring Nikki into the conversation and just ask, Nikki, 150 years, that's a pretty remarkable time frame. I mean, not a lot of ministries, not a lot of businesses, not a lot of anything can sustain itself for 150 years. And it's definitely something that's worth celebrating. So if you could take us through, what were some of the things that LSEM did and has continued to do over this last year or so to recognize the anniversary, to celebrate the anniversary and the work that God has done through the men and women of LSEM?
Absolutely. Thanks, Rich. Well, it's a huge achievement for any organization, ministry, nonprofit, to have the sustainability and to have the leadership at the helm at the right time, I think, in the right place to know when we have to pivot. I know we've heard that term a lot in during the pandemic, but it's very true that you have to be able to be adaptable. There's so many organizations that are, a lot of times fighting for the same dollars. So how do you stay relevant as we continue to grow? And as you said, take a look at the past and honor that and look for the future. So we've been really excited this past year in celebrating 150 years of ministry, because that is such an achievement. And we've probably noticed in some of our mailings that a lot of them have been 150 themed. As we celebrate, we've asked very specifically for our supporters to tie into that with maybe a gift that recognizes 150 years of our ministry. And everything kind of came to a culmination. And I was very thrilled to be a part of your 150th anniversary celebration at the Gem Theater, which was a wonderful venue to have such a celebration. It was in downtown Detroit. And the tie in to our beginnings in Detroit, we were able to bring in not only our supporters, but a lot of people who have played a part in the history and the growth as we move forward of LSEM.
It was a great night. Had all of the teachers from across the country come in. Again, LSEM has a biannual conference that we do where we bring all of our teachers to Michigan for professional development and some fellowship and connectivity. So we definitely wanted the teachers to be a part of that. So we intentionally planned the event around that conference and had them in attendance, and it was phenomenal. Had a large room filled with supporters of LSEM, former teachers, employees, people who have worked their careers, their lives, to help support and serve our ministry and support and serve the children that benefited from that ministry. We were blessed to have a keynote speaker that evening, John Beilein. You might remember that name if you're a college basketball fan in particular. He was the men's basketball coach at the University of Michigan for a great many years. So if there's any Buckeyes or Spartans out there, sorry. But we were blessed to have John with us, and he spoke highly of the work that our ministry did, and showed some definite comparisons to the teaching aspects of his job that he's done over the course of the years. And we were able to recognize our first ever Chuck Winterstein Administrator of the Year, Tom Reggie, who is the principal down at Zion Lutheran School in Wahlberg, Texas, was the recipient of that award, and he received his award that evening. So it really was a wonderful celebration of the past and the work that so many people did and continue to do to make this ministry what it is. But as we turn that page and we move now into the next 150 years, which again, I'll preface, we weren't here for all of the previous 150, probably aren't gonna make it through all of the next 150, but we're here to get it started. So What are some of the things that you see us doing as a ministry? First, I'm going to start with Stacy and ask, just kind of casting that vision that you have for where LSM is heading over the next couple of years. And then we'll transition that over to Nikki to talk about how we're going to make that happen and how perhaps some of the listeners might help us when it comes to making that happen. So Stacy, I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about this all the time. And we are trying to, as we said earlier, really just be mindful of what God's plan is for us and not try to direct it from a human standpoint. I think that changes happen organically, and that when we recognize the needs of our community and our learners, we're going to constantly be growing and improving and changing. And so some of those changes will, you know, happen quickly. Some of them will happen over long periods of time. I think that we'll continue to be looking at ways that we can address different learning needs. And as our students change and grow, different needs come up, right? So like these days, big issues that families deal with are have to do with anxiety, depression, behavioral issues, mental health, things like that. And we want to be good supporters, serve as advocates for our students and their families who struggle with these kinds of things, but also being mindful of the different learning disabilities, dyslexia and autism and different diagnoses that kids are seemingly more and more being diagnosed with. And so we want to make sure that we are constantly recognizing that. Every year in November at our board meeting, our special education director kind of updates the board and the staff on what are the things, what are the big topics in special education today that we should be addressing, and how will that play out in the year to come. And then over the winter in January, February, the board and the staff meet again and devise kind of a strategic plan to address the things that the special education director addressed with us in November. And then the board does a really great job of determining, okay, this is the direction that we want to go, and these are the things that we want to accomplish this year, but how do we pay for all of that? How are all these ideas funded? Because they can be great, but until we have the dollars to make those happen, and without putting all of that expense back on our Lutheran schools, who are also needing to use their funds in other very important ways. Rich, you and I were previously Lutheran school principals, and we know how many things landed on our desks and requests for things that are very worthy of a dollar in a Lutheran school. But I think that our Lutheran schools, many, the ones that we work with, Christian schools, Lutheran schools, they recognize that this is a population that is underserved in many areas. The number of kids with learning disabilities or special needs in their schools are only growing, and especially post-pandemic, we see those numbers rising. So what we're finding is our students, our schools, can't afford to not have a special education program in their schools, because it really benefits all students, not just the special education students, but all the students in a classroom, because then everyone's needs are being met, whether that's a student with a learning disability or a student that is gifted and talented, or any student in between. So I think that, you know, as we continue to address the needs of our learners, and I think from a leadership standpoint, I've always wanted our organization to be working on building bridges out and working to bring our programs and our resources and support to our schools, as opposed to having them have to build that bridge to us. So many of them don't even know where to begin. They don't know that we exist. So a big part of our vision is to get the word out there, to be able to serve more and more kids. When I first interviewed with LSEM in 2015, I was asked about that at the time. And I just said, I want to have as many programs as possible. Let's get in as many schools as possible. And many of our Lutheran schools and Christian schools across the country are very tiny and don't have either the enrollment or the budget to support a full special education department. But we want to serve those schools too. So we also have district partnerships where we partner with full districts, and then our services are available to all the schools in that district. So there are lots of different ways that we are looking forward in saying, how can we serve our learners best? And I know Rich loves to tell the story of when I first came to LSEM that I said, we have a say yes mentality. When you come to us and you have a problem, we will say, yes, we can help you. And then we figure it out. And sometimes figuring it out means it's something that we can help you with, but sometimes figuring it out is just taking that walk with you and helping you find the right answer, the right solution for your student, because that's a lonely road to walk. So really, that is what we're here for. We're here to have open minds to address whatever learning needs, because no student, no two students are the same. No two of our programs are the same. They really are tailored, individualized, and very specific to that community. So it's really hard for me to say very tangibly, yes, this is what we are doing right now, because it's constantly evolving. And I hope it's always like that, because it demonstrates that adaptability that you mentioned previously.
So say yes, and then figure it out. Absolutely the message, absolutely the case. And again, from a program side of things, that's given us lots of freedom, lots of opportunities to dream and to dream big and to come up with ideas and to get creative in how we've been able to provide services in new and unique ways to our schools, but to do so in a way that is financially sound for both the school and for LSEM, which keeps Nikki up at night. So while I feel that level of stress for having to say yes all the time, it's only a percentage of the stress that falls on our development team as they continue to find ways for us to be able to do this, but not just simply do this and pass on these costs to our schools, who again have budget constraints and have enrollment numbers that might not afford them the ability to just throw a few more dollars at it. Not a problem at all. So with that, we'll transition over to Nikki then. How can somebody listening here to our podcast today help us to be able to continue to provide the services that we're providing and do so at the fraction of a cost that we continue to offer them at?
Absolutely. Great question, Rich. So I think that that's a loaded question in some ways, because there's so many components. But one of the first things I noticed when I came here, having grown up in the Lutheran community in Ohio, is you guys are the best kept secret in the Lutheran church for 150 years. And I think part of that story, which is so wonderful, is how we have evolved, and we need to just tell it better. You know, one of the easiest things that some of our supporters and followers can do on social media is just that. Like and follow us on social media. Get that story out. You know, talk about us to your church. Have us come speak. The opportunities are endless for us to be in the community and tell our story. You know, I want you guys to continue to say yes, and I want to be able to say yes, we can fund this. And so that's where my team comes in, is we bridge the gap, you know, between what the partnership fees are for our schools. You know, we want to keep that as low cost as possible. And that's where all the generous friends and supporters and donors come in on the backside and are making this, our legacy moving forward possible. You know, we have different appeals during the year. We're rolling out some really new, fun, new programs, looking for new revenue streams, because we know that is the word is adaptability. We have to keep adapting as development people. What worked 20 years ago, is probably not going to work with the constituency that we have, that we know the younger generation are very different when it comes to supporting organizations. They want to be engaged in volunteering. So we have to look at ways that we can meet them where they're at. We also have to be mindful of that. Some of our supporters still get like handwritten mail. You know, how can we make sure that we are adapting to our supporters? We're in the process of launching our Legacy Society, which is a great way for people to be honored today, tomorrow, and in the future for supporting us. We are looking at new, as I said, we're, you know, can we do something with this podcast and bring new people in? How do we look kind of beyond what we've done before and do it better?
So I think this is probably a good time for us to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit about some of the changes that listeners are going to be able to expect with podcasts and just some other things to expect from LSEM. But at this time, we're going to go ahead and say thank you to Stacy and to Nikki for giving us an opportunity to hear about LSEM's 150th. So Stacy, thank you for your time and your insights this morning. Blessings on the rest of your day and upcoming year of ministry that we find ourselves in.
Yes, thank you for having me, and you as well.
And thank you, Nikki, as well, for the work that you're doing.
Thank you.
If somebody wants to reach out to you to offer some advice, some help, some assistance, how would they go about doing that?
They can reach me at my email, nlegally@lusped.org, or call me on my cell phone, 216-407-5559. I'd love to talk to you about, you know, long-term gifts, ways that you can support us. If you want one of us to speak, I coordinate that as well. You know, we are here to support our students and our schools and our congregations. So however we can support our donors as well, we're here to do that.
Thank you again. Thank you both. And we'll be back in just a few moments after this word from Lutheran Special Education Ministries. You are listening to the Lutheran Education Podcast, brought to you by LSEM.
Lutheran Special Education Ministries is an organization committed to serving schools, churches, and families to advance the success of children who have learning needs. Our commitment to this mission began with the opening of the Lutheran School for the Deaf in Detroit. Over the years, our ministry has expanded, and today LSEM is proud to serve in Lutheran schools across the country. But as our ministry has grown, our commitment to helping students succeed academically in an environment where they can also grow spiritually is as strong as ever. So if your church or school is looking for professional development for your faculty, information to share with struggling families, or for a ministry partner to support an existing resource room or start a new one, LSEM is ready to help you meet your specialized learning goals. For more information about how LSEM can help you build brighter futures for your students, please contact us at 248-419-3390 or visit our website at www.luthsped.org. That's www.luthsped.org.
And welcome back to the Lutheran Education Podcast, brought to you by Lutheran Special Education Ministries. Again, it's been an exciting year here at LSEM, celebrating our 150th anniversary. Just a lot of great things that we've been able to look back upon over the course of our ministry, celebrating the contributions of the men and women who have led this ministry, who have taught both at the Lutheran School for the Deaf in Detroit and at many of our campuses spread out across the country, across the world, as we have brought the word of Christ and the academic support that children have needed together to be able to serve our Lutheran Christian schools. It really is exciting to be able to be a part of this ministry, to be able to partner with schools from so many different places and really so many different backgrounds. Again, while Lutheran is the first word of our ministry's name, one of the great joys that we have is that our ministry doesn't prohibit us from working with schools that come from other denominations. We work with Well schools, we work with Elka schools, we work with Catholic schools, Christian schools, any school that professes Christ crucified is a place where LSEM is able to provide and offer services. And so that has really been a blessing to our ministry over the last, say, 50 years or so that we've had this this new model, this new structure that we have followed. As I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, we've taken a break from doing podcasting, and it was based on EANS funding, which, again, if you've been in Lutheran schools over the last couple of years here post-pandemic, you know all about EANS funding or GAPS or other names and titles that it's been called around the country. But in essence, it was, again, emergency services funding for our non-public schools to allow us to be able to continue to provide services to our students in light of the pandemic and all of the different impacts that it had on our schools. And so many schools were able to utilize their funds to work through LSEM to provide additional support to their students, whether it was through a resource room, or perhaps it was through the hiring of aides to be able to work in the building. Perhaps it was some professional development opportunities that they were looking to be able to bring in. Lots of different ways. And so as a result of those EANS funds being available to many schools, it really truly was God's hand working in our schools in a lot of ways. A lot of principals who had said, hey, we would love to have an LSEM partnership, but we just don't have the funds to be able to do it, were able to do it. And so it is really encouraging to see how God did a mighty thing in something that was otherwise pretty challenging for many of our schools and our families and really our world. But again, to see God's hand at work in all of that is really, truly a remarkable thing. But now that the pandemic has come to yet another stage of passing, EANS 1 has come to an end as of September 30th of 2023, and EANS 2 looks to come to an end next year. We are blessed to be able to say that many of our partnerships that started as a result or grew as a result of the EANS funding continue, and we are so thankful that we're continuing to be able to serve so many of those students. And it also gives more opportunity for time for us at LSEM to get back to some of the things that kind of fell by the wayside with the increased numbers that we had and the work to do, including this podcast. So I'm excited to be able to be back again, working with all the different folks here at LSEM. Dave Klonke, our producer of the podcast, again, he gets to sit and listen to every syllable of every word we say, and he really enjoys being able to put these together for us. But in all of this, what we're really trying to do is to make this podcast be something that is effective, interesting, and beneficial to our Lutheran school teachers. Whether you're a special ed teacher, general classroom teacher, an administrator, or just a friend of Lutheran schools, we would love to be able to provide content that is beneficial to you. So if you have ideas for ways to improve the podcast, if you have topics or perhaps some guests that you think might be relevant or interesting for us to interview, please feel free to pass that information along. We would definitely love to be able to get all of those suggestions so that way we can continue to bring you content that is going to be beneficial and helpful to you as you work in your schools. Also, if you've got any ideas as far as ways to help us support and grow the podcast, again, we definitely are interested in hearing and having your support and all of that. So again, if you're listening to this podcast on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, give us a like, subscribe, so that way you're getting notifications when the podcasts are going to come out. Now that we're back in the saddle on this, looking to do them at least once a month, possibly two times a month, depending on, again, how we're able to get things scheduled and out to you. But we want to get into a regular routine so that way you can know to look for the podcasts when they're coming out. That's going to be something that is important to us. We want to make sure that we've got a regular schedule so you can rely upon getting that information and being able to have a chance to listen and hopefully participate as we go through. But I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who has been listening over the first couple of years of the podcast. Definitely want to thank everybody who, as we've seen you in the last year or so, now that we've gotten back out on the road, who has said, hey, we really missed the podcast. Looking forward to hearing those again. When are you coming out with new content? So we're here, we're back, and we're looking forward to continuing to improve what we're doing so that way we can continue to give you the best of Lutheran education information to help you be better as you serve your kids by serving our God in this great gift of Lutheran education. So on behalf of everyone at LSCM, thank you again for your listening, listening ship. I don't know, I'm making up words as we go here, I suppose. But thanks for tuning in, listening to us, and making us a part of your podcast regimen. Look for more content coming up here. We'll have a new podcast coming out here in just a couple weeks, and we'll continue to have a full slate of podcasts throughout the rest of the school year. So on behalf of all of us at LSCM, I'm Richard Schumacher. Thank you again for listening to the Lutheran Education Podcast, brought to you by Lutheran Special Education Ministries.
Thank you for listening to the Lutheran Education Podcast, brought to you by Lutheran Special Education Ministries. For more information on this episode's topic or any other questions regarding Lutheran education or Lutheran Special Education Ministries, please feel free to contact us at 248-419-3390 or visit our website at www.luthsped.org. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Yes, I pray.